Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Barty, I don't care what that groundhog says. Let's get outdoors and enjoy some nice weather.
Oh, I'm all for that, Don.
I've given up on the groundhog.
Hey, does rain, is that included in nice weather?
As far as I'm concerned, it sure beats snow.
Hey, amen.
Don't have to scoop it.
Well, and plus it's good for all of our streams. It'll be good for our green grasses and flowers. What is that saying? April showers make
May flowers.
That's it.
Come on, you can do it.
I can do it. Hey, we've got a little bit of that, but it's going to be good for our trout streams. It's going to be good for everything, so let's celebrate the rain.
Well, the one thing about that rain in the trout streams is the rain came in fairly warm, and it has raised the water temperature in those trout streams, and it is time to get out there because things are happening in the Carolinas.
Well, how timely is that? Because over at Jesse Brown's, our second floor outdoor store, to make a rhyme, just got fully loaded on a whole bunch of trout flies for the fly fishing angler who is heading up to our western trout streams to have a great go of it.
And there's opportunities now for a little bit of dry fly fishing right now. We're seeing some blue-winged olives starting to hatch and a few olive-bodied elk hair caddises out there. So little moths and little olive and blue fairy type mayflies.
Well, we don't want to leave our hikers out. If you're going out for a hike anywhere in the Carolinas, including some of our city and county parks, just take a raincoat.
Well, and visibility is still great because the trees haven't leaved out, so you can see a long ways in the mountains right now.
Hey, that's what we're here to do, is to encourage you to head out into our Carolina outdoors, maybe bring a little bit of wisdom along the way. Don, we've got a full program of segments to talk about today. We're going to talk a little bit about Open Streets 704. That's some people that we've talked to plenty of times before here on the Carolina Outdoors.
That's where you get to play in the streets.
Legally.
Yeah.
Without getting hit by a car.
Even if mom told you not to.
So we're gonna have Monica Holmes on. Hopefully we can get her to tell us where the next Open Street 704 event's going to be.
Why is this such a secret?
I don't know.
About a big reveal coming up.
They've got a February 17th reveal, I think, is in store for us. But maybe, just maybe, here on the Carolina Outdoors, we can get her to hint us up a little bit of where it's going to be.
There you go.
So I'll be all for that guessing. Also, we're going to have David Erdman. Don, this is fascinating stuff. He is a historian, previously on the Landmarks Commission here in the area, prior city council member. He is talking about preserving historic buildings, or at least the facade of those buildings.
Not many of those left in Charlotte, I don't believe.
Well, you know what? I heard somebody talking about Charlotte, and they called it a new city. And when you say that, there's a lot of memories or a lot of history that gets swept away, maybe unnecessarily.
He's going to be talking about the Coddington Building, which, oddly enough, we have some connection to.
Oh, that's right. C.C. Coddington, one of our prior owners here of WBT, and, you know, one of the slogans, he was an area Buick dealer. And one of the slogans,
back when Buicks was first invented.
Yeah, I think so.
1925?
That's when he bought the radio station, 1925. I think that's when the Coddington Building was built as well. But Watch Buicks Travel.
That would be WBT. Watch Buicks Travel. There you go.
So anyway, the Coddington Building, now known as the Polk Building, is one of the things that Mr. Erdman is saying, hey, maybe we can save the facade, still have our development, still have our skyscrapers, but have the facade of the old history of the building. And I think it's tough these days in the pre-Depression era times when these buildings were built to, I guess it's not quite old enough in some people's minds and still a little too young to worry about.
Not old in European standards, anyway. But
precisely.
Yeah, anything from the 20s in Charlotte is pretty darn old.
I know, and who knows? There's a group called NC Preservation, North Carolina Preservation, you know, over in Gaston County, Gastonia. They had the great big Loray Building, which is even older than pre-Depression. I mean, it's before, and they had the union fights. It's a place of history. Anyway, they put a bunch of money in it, and now it's a mixed-use development, but it's still the old building. I guess they don't make them like they used to.
Well, they used to build them pretty good back then.
They sure did.
Beautiful facades, that's for sure. Craftsmanship abounded in the early 1900s, that's for sure.
We're the Outdoor Guys here on News 1110 99.3 WBT. We're also blasting up and down the Eastern Seaboard that way, but also around the world via podcast. You can hit us up over at jessebrowns.com. Just click on podcast for your listening pleasure. Also available at Facebook. Just hit the old Jesse Browns page where we post our guest and who we're talking to and the subjects each time around. Of course, Jesse Browns is where we hang our hat through the week, where we are saying goodbye to winter no matter what and hello to spring.
That sounds good to me.
Oh, amen there.
He's spring done. Break be here for long.
You aren't kidding. It's really just a month away, and along with spring break comes the Fly Fishing Film Tour. That's going to be March 15th over at the Visualite Theater. So if you have an interest in travel, cinematography, or heck, maybe you're just a fisherman, that's the place to be. We'll have live music starting off at 5:30 at the Visualite. The movies will start at 7. It's a great time had by all. So
that's right. And it's not just for fishermen. It's of interest to filmmakers and so forth, and a really good opportunity to just go out and socialize and have a fun evening.
Only for people who want to have fun.
That's right.
That's only people. Good-looking people who want to have fun. That's all allowed.
I didn't know I had to be good looking.
Well, that's the thing. That means you are good looking. You got a face made for radio.
There you go. No doubt about that.
Hey, lastly today, we're going to talk to Jim Warren. Did you see the front page of the Charlotte Observer earlier this week? Rare visitor to South, ready to fly back north.
Well, good opportunity if you're out and about. You might spot one of these critters.
It's a snowy owl.
Beautiful. Pure white.
Well, and for, again, movie lovers, you mentioned the Harry Potter owl. That's what this bird is.
There you go.
Not literally this bird, but that's what the species this bird is.
Now, this bird was injured or had some problems, ended up at the Raptor Center out at Latta Plantation Park, and has just been released back into the wilds.
He went to Vermont, so they put him on an airplane, flew him north.
Well, that was an easy trip for him. He flew down here. He didn't want to fly back, so he got to fly commercial. I hope he went first class.
It's a good gig if you can get it. I have a feeling he did. But Jim Warren, the executive director of the Carolina Raptor Center up there at Latta Plantation, is going to tell us about what they do and what they did with this particular bird. It's pretty interesting and pretty exciting.
Everything about the Raptor Center is pretty interesting. If you're looking for something to do on a weekend or a weekday or something with family from out of town or kids, go to the Raptor Center. That thing is way cool.
You know what? If you could sum up the Carolina Outdoor Program and our encouragement and promotion of people to get outside their comfort zone and try some different things, where the Raptor Center is located, that in a nutshell is everything. Latta Plantation has the Equestrian Center. We'll leave somebody out trying to name it all. The Raptor Center, hiking trails, biking trails, the historic preservation home place of the Lattas.
Boat rentals, fishing.
And on and on and on. That's what you say when you can't remember them all.
And it's literally, you know, just off the Sunset exit on 77. So, I mean, it's just barely out of downtown.
Oh, just Huntersville.
Excuse me, uptown.
Whichever one. We don't start that debate.
Uptown.
We won't even ask David Erdman about uptown or downtown. Which would it be?
It's uptown. It's on a hill. Come on, guys. It's uptown.
I say downtown.
You would.
We have a full show. That's what we should say. Tastes great. Less filling. Anyway, he's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. Stay tuned for more of the Carolina Outdoors.